Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us, whether you're listening in the morning or in the evening replay. It's an honor to have all of you in the audience today. Here's what we're talking about on Political Coffee. Yeah, politics over a cup of coffee is really important. It's your opportunity, because usually over a cup of coffee, you're sort of contemplating things, right? Well, contemplate this. Those of you who look out for your neighbors, especially in areas of Oregon where maybe it's the rural areas of the state that have been damaged by the environmental activists, who've been damaged by the courts, who constantly engage in political decisions. Yes, the courts do that, by the way, that hurt rural areas, limit the ability of logging to happen, for instance. Hence Timber Unity, and this giant rally we're having on February 6th at the Oregon State Capitol, and I hope you join us. Places like that, that rely on, you know, all the new farming restrictions, all the new business restrictions, all the new logging restrictions. And folks, if you don't think there are, you're wrong. All these things hurt rural communities. That means they don't have enough money, which is why, at least in part, Linn County and these other governmental entities sued the state of Oregon and won this lawsuit in Linn County. I know it's going to be appealed, and it is being appealed. I get all of that. But they relied on that money to help them just provide basic services like sheriff patrols. So in places where that has become increasingly difficult to do, citizens have taken up the slack and are now doing citizen patrols. There's a story about that on the Oregon Watchdog today about Cave Junction. You know where Cave Junction is? Well, you leave Grants Pass, Southern Oregon, and you head towards the coast. You go right through Cave Junction. Josephine County Sheriff's Department has been in the news over the last few years because they haven't been able to provide 24/7 deputy patrols, right? So you call and it takes a while for a cop to show up, a deputy, right? So how do you still retain order? How do you protect yourself? Well, the citizens of Cave Junction have decided that they are going to have citizen patrols, which they've actually been having for some time. But also, they're going to use cameras. Now, the civil libertarians are worried about this, and the far-left radicals are intending, and my guess is they're going to use Cave Junction. Because it's not the idea of keeping your neighbors safe. It's the idea that they are promoting vigilantism. So I want to ask you this question. If because of the political decisions of the people that rule this state and the courts destroy an economic area, just like it's what has happened in Grants Pass and many other places. Roseburg's another great example of that. When they destroy it economically, like with, say, the worry about cap and trade will do, will finish the destruction and ultimately destroy everything that is left. And there's not a lot left in some places. And Cave Junction is an example of that. Do the citizens have a right to come together in groups, protect themselves from the politicians, and protect themselves from the result of the politicians' actions? And what is that? Crime. Do they have a right to do that? And will the courts and will the politicians that destroyed their livelihood, that created the problem to begin with, allow them then to defend themselves against the inevitable? The so-called do-gooders, actually it's the far-left progressive totalitarian Marxist that will say, no, you are vigilantes. And no doubt they will base it on racism. And if you read this story today, okay, this is what's interesting. If you read this story, what you're going to see is the hint of that. Because they're going to use profiling. Because that's a big part of the story. So is it vigilantism? Do you have a right to defend your neighborhood? Neighborhood watch? And if so, do you have a right to do that if government doesn't have the money because of political decisions to provide that resource for you? You're paying property taxes. You're paying on a sheriff's levy. You're paying into the county. Isn't that supposed to go for sheriff's patrols? Now, that relates to another story that the initiatives that were to limit PERS by business groups, by former Democrat Governor Ted Kulongoski, whom I give high marks to for working with me when I was a state legislator, when I was a member of the House of Representatives, to try to rein in the incredibly exploding costs of PERS. He did that. We passed a number of things, and the court struck most of it down, just like they're going to strike down, I predict to you, the major components of this kick the can down the road PERS bill that Kate was forced to sign because she was running for re-election. She had to do something. She knew it would be struck down. She absolutely knew it was going to be struck down. But the unions are going after any of the Democrats who voted for this thing, just like they went after Ted Kulongoski. Well, Ted Kulongoski was, along with Republican former Rhino state senator from Bend, Chris Telfer, and that's who she was and who she still is, they went after them. So Ted Kulongoski and Chris Telfer have withdrawn these. Why? Because they say, well, you know, the stock market's really good. Oh, and yeah, they passed a law that sort of, you know, kicks the can down the road. And let's step back and let's see how effective these measures are. And if it can lessen the incredible costs, no, it isn't. Because none of the bottom line issues that PERS is creating, the problems it's creating, none of those issues have been dealt with here. And everybody knows it. This is politics, folks. Now, this relates to the story about Cave Junction. Because one of the reasons that the Josephine County Sheriff's Department cannot provide the ability to respond when people need them. And that's what it is, folks. That's what this boils down to. When you call 911, and by the way, it's not just your county taxes that is paying for that. You're paying for that with your cell phone taxes, with your other taxes that provide 911 services. When you call 911, you expect police and fire to show up, don't you? That's what you are paying for. But that's also a moral social contract that government makes with you. That if they are going to forcibly take money out of your wallet, and that's what the law allows them to do with property taxes and with other tax initiatives, that's the contract government makes with you, that you're going to give them money in the form of property taxes so they can provide you with services, roads, but nothing is more important than their ability to show up when you have a medical or a personal safety emergency. That's the contract. They forcibly take money from your wallet under the rule of law. And if you don't pay it, they can come after you. They can take your property. They forcibly take money from your wallet in exchange for providing you with services. But what happens if they don't provide you with services? Because other politicians have passed rules, regulations, or even unelected bureaucrats, or even unelected PERS board members that made a lot of bad decisions a long time ago that have created this PERS mess. And the politicians that are beholden to the people who benefit from PERS won't really change it. Now, it would seem to me that beyond the logic of Cave Junction and the citizens having to do these things, neighbor looking out for neighbor, but also engaging in cameras designed to keep the streets safe. Now, Cave Junction, folks, you've never been there. Cave Junction, you need to go there. It's a great little town. People there are very conservative by and large. Why? Well, because they're out in the middle of nowhere. They have to rely on each other, but they also understand and have felt the incredible impact of bad political decisions. And those decisions were in large part allowed by the courts. And this is this whole business of what has happened in Oregon's natural resource industries. Typically, people in these rural communities that have been devastated by political decisions that have been allowed by the courts or sometimes reinforced by court decisions, they get who it is that's doing that to them. Now, let me now tie that into the issue of Newt Bueller. The story about him and Gordon Sondland. He's returning Gordon Sondland's donations. Actually, he's donated them to charities. Why? Because Gordon Sondland, as you know, was a central figure in this whole impeachment mess. Is a rich guy that I know, by the way, from Portland. He's a hotelier, and his wife has got a business there. And there are people of means, and they're known, and they are important. Well, he's been accused of sexual harassment, right? Again, it is the Me Too movement strikes again. Isn't it funny how the press goes so hard after a Republican when they're accused that way, but they look the other way with the Jeffrey Epstein's, generally speaking, and they kill stories, as we know. Well, Newt Bueller is being sensitive to that. Now, why would Newt Bueller be sensitive to that? Why would he be donating that money to charity? Why would he have just shaved off his goatee, folks? It's another signal that Newt is going to run for Greg Walden's seat. Another anti-Trumper, another established, and that's who Newt is, as much as I like the guy personally, and I do. And I support him. Still would have been a million times better than Kate Brown. Well, here's the deal. He's an anti-Trumper. He's a never-Trumper, middle-of-the-road Democrat light Republican. Is that who we need to replace Greg Walden? It's another sign that he's running. You mark my words. Shaving off the goatee, folks, is actually a bigger, more powerful sign. You know why? Because political consultants will tell you that people with a lot of facial hair don't get elected. And by and large, that's true. And a number of us tried to convince Newt to shave off his facial hair. And every time you suggested it, he got deeply offended. But now he has. He's a smart guy. Maybe he's figured it out. He ought to listen to somebody else. Vigilante or standing up for your rights. Which is... No promises, no defense. Love is a friend.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Do you have a right to defend yourself? Do you have a right to defend your neighbors against bad guys who maybe feel emboldened because the politicians or the courts, which are politicians, because judges, by the way, are elected. Because they've created policies that make your world unsafe. Do you have the right to do that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am. Got a great email from Corby. And here's what he said. He said, yeah, Jeff, I would guess this is coming to Oregon if it's not already here. I believe what they're doing in Cave Junction, we should be doing everywhere. Great show, and thanks for all your hard work. And it's a story from InfoWars about a proposed, Virginia law that would outlaw Krav Maga, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, tai chi, firearms instruction, and self-defense training. So let me get this right. In Virginia, the far-left, liberal, regressive, totalitarian Marxist there want to outlaw your ability to exercise a human right, which is defending yourself, any way that you choose, any self-defense training. Now, how's that work for women who are attacked? You know, this is, I hope it's defeated in Virginia, and frankly, Corby's right. It'll be coming to Oregon. You know it will. So, Cave Junction. And by the way, you know where this story was written? What publication? The Washington Post. You know Jeff Bezos' newspaper? That is the second most far-left liberal newspaper in the entire nation, behind maybe the New York Times. The headline is, a small town can't afford cops at night, so it's turning to cameras watched by citizen patrols. Now, in Washington, in the Washington Post, and in most of the urban areas of the United States, what? Citizens? Patrolling themselves, they're vigilantes. Next thing you know, they'll be lynching black people. That's where this is headed, folks. You know it, and I know it. It starts off saying, in rural Josephine County, Oregon, basic government services can be hard to come by. Budget shortfalls. By the way, they never tell you why there's a budget shortfall. And they don't tell you why they have the budget shortfall today. No, because that would reflect poorly on the judges, the political judges, and the politicians and their decisions. Which is why we have Timber Unity, friends. These people get it. The people in this story that are quoted in the story, they get it because they know who's doing this to them. That's why these areas vote huge conservative. But let me continue with the story. Budget shortfalls are a constant in what was once a rich timber and gold mining region. And residents have repeatedly voted against increasing taxes to fill the ever-widening gap. Now, you got to keep in mind, folks, that this is an area where most of the land mass is owned by the federal government or a state. Now, they don't talk anything about that. They just say, well, let me continue reading. For the residents of Cave Junction, a community of nearly 2,000 people near the rainy forested California border, that means no law enforcement officers patrol the streets at night. The city doesn't have its own police force, and deputies from the understaffed Josephine County Sheriff's Office only patrol the area during daytime hour on weekdays, according to the Oregonian. Placing a call to 911 at night can mean waiting 45 minutes or more for somebody to show up, and the area has experienced robberies and thefts tied to the local legal marijuana growing industry. Hey, you know what also is an unintended consequence of political decisions? It's not just destroying your local economy through environmental policy at the federal level or the state level. No, it's also creating a place where people feel like, ooh, we can get high. That's that bill that passed in 2017 or 2018, whenever it was, that's decriminalized, you know, small amounts of heroin. Certainly when it comes to marijuana. Well, marijuana is legal now. So, hey, isn't it interesting that liberal Washington Post, literally, and they give a link to a story, robberies and thefts tied to the local legal marijuana growing industry. So the Cave Junction City Council voted unanimously to try a new experiment in policing, installing security cameras that will be monitored by a volunteer patrol. Now, this patrol, CJ Patrol, already exists. What's new is the idea of using cameras to help them, and the citizens review the footage or watch them live. Rebecca Patton, the city's recorder, recently told Jefferson Public Radio, she's as far left of a government taxpayer-funded radio organization you could ever know. They're tied with OPB, but they're worse than OPB, folks. Anyway, she said that the volunteers can identify hardcore criminals just by looking at them.
No, that's racial profiling. You can't do that.
Some do-gooder, I guarantee you, this is in the Washington Post, some ambulance-chasing lawyer or some radical far-left progressive totalitarian Marxist shove it down your throat. Anything that's anti-good organization has lawyers lining up to sue the citizens who engage in this, because this is racial profiling. No, we can't do that. The city recorder is quoted. They can identify them by the way they dress, because they have a certain apparel that they wear all the time, or the way they walk. Sometimes they carry things all the time. It would be something, could be something as simple as a skateboard.
No!
They have learned how to identify these people very, very quickly. Then they know how to respond, unquote. That has got the ambulance-chasing lawyers just salivating and dripping out of the sides of their mouths like Pavlov's dog pursuing. So, is it vigilantism? Is that where this is going to lead? Or is it you standing up for your neighbors and your community, for your legal right to defend yourself and your property? And how do you think the political judges are going to rule on this?
No, that's not my way.
30
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you're just joining us, there's a story in the Washington Post about little old Cave Junction, Oregon. How the citizens there are taking, well, fellow citizen safety and private property security into their own hands. Why? Because you call the cops. First of all, they don't have a police force. Cave Junction's a town of about 2,000 people. It's been devastated, like many of the rural areas of Oregon, because of court rulings by political judges and politicians making bad policies. And the people down there, because their economy has been devastated for now several decades, they can't afford new property taxes. So there aren't that many cops around. So the citizens are taking matters into their own hands. And this Washington Post story is laying it out, setting the table for all of these citizens who are engaging in this citizen patrol using now 8 cameras. They're going to be watched live feed to help protect property and protect lives. Now, the whole tone of this story by the Washington Post, which is one of the most far left newspapers in this nation, the tone of this story is setting the table for more gun control, for the loss of individual rights, but also it's the sneering attitude. And you only have to read the reader comments in this story. There's like 200 and some odd of those. It's the sneering leftist, elitist viewpoint that comes through in this story from the reporter. Because it is all about making these people seem to be. Now, they don't tie Trump to this, but in making these people seem to be the uneducated, the racist, hayseeds, country bumpkins. So, do you have a right to defend yourself and your neighbors when government, whom you are paying tax dollars to, is not, actually is breaking the contract? And I think that ought to be a lawsuit. I really do. Linn County just won that $1.4 billion lawsuit on not using the state's timberland, breaking a contract with them. I think this is another contract. You're paying taxes, and government's not providing the services. Why? Because they're misspending your money. Now you got to take matters into your own hand. Is it vigilantism, or is it your right to defend yourself and your property? And how do you do that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We're going to go to the phones in a momento. Also, you want to send me an email, it's jeff at 1220.am. I want to remind you that if you have aches and pains, and boy, do I at times, CBD oil helps me. Maybe it can help you. I think I use both rub-on creams and a little bit of CBD a tincture under my tongue before I go to bed. And when I use it under my tongue before I go to bed, I sleep so much better. I didn't last night, and I didn't sleep well last night. You ought to go down and talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. I really urge you to do that. By the way, one of my listeners wrote me an email and asked me if Vim actually buys some of my CBD oil. I don't know if they will. I know that the people that I am selling my CBD hemp to be made into oil, and it hasn't been yet, so I don't know. Now, I do know that they do business with Vim, so maybe that's so. But at any rate, Vim sources their CannaShield brand from Oregon, and only from Oregon. That's a good thing. Because believe me, this is good stuff. Oregon has extremely high standards. A little too high, in my opinion, but you can be assured that's a good thing for you, because you know you're not getting garbage that's imported from China, which is where a lot of CBD isolate came from. If you don't know where it's from, I don't think you should be buying it, especially from the Chinese. Why don't you buy an Oregon-based product? And that's CannaShield. And you can visit Vim's website if you want to just read about it online. It's vimsalem.com, V-I-M, vimsalem.com, or just stop by their store, South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. Vim. Check it out, folks. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. So what do you think? Do you think we have a right to defend our neighbors and our property? Or is that vigilantism?
No, Jeff, obviously it is our right, and we should be doing it. I mean, okay, I'm originally from the Grants Pass area, and I have... Ah. Family that lives down there. My brother lives down there. My wife's sister lives down there. Her dad lives down there. And that area is consistently getting worse and worse. I mean, my wife is tied in down there to, you know, local stuff that's going on, craziness. I mean, shootings and people with guns and crazy people, and you and I both know that the Mexican cartel has made that area a haven to do their illicit things, and obviously our state government hasn't done a damn thing to protect, you know, the outlying areas. I mean, it's all about the big cities and all those kind of things. So I can guarantee you, Jeff, that Cape Junction is not the only place. If you know that area, you got small cities everywhere, Merlin, et cetera, et cetera. And the situation is the same everywhere down there. And our state government doesn't give a damn. And unfortunately, you know, our leaders down in that area haven't fought for their constituents.
No, in fact, what they've tried to do 10 times now is pass additional property taxes while they're still wasting money on other things. I know because, Art, I went down there and twice as part of my work at Oregon Capital Watch Foundation with Petunia, the pig, we gave away the Porker Award, Josephine County Commissioners, because they continually put new tax increases in front of the voters. And the voters keep saying no. And I've helped defeat them twice. Why? Because they're not spending their money as well as they should, number one. And number two, you're right. But you know what they did, Art? You remember the Rough and Ready paper mill that got that special welfare bailout from the state of Oregon under John Kitzhaber, which became very controversial, and ultimately it was just a prop-up smoke and mirrors donation, and they shut the mill anyway. That's of thing that our leaders at the state do, makes them feel better. Let's throw money at it.
No, and I understand exactly what you're talking about because, see, like I said, I grew up in that area. My dad actually drove truck for Rough and Ready out there delivering lumber down to California and stuff like that. And you know, the doggone lives have made it increasingly, as you know, Jeff, have made it increasingly harder, and the environmentalists, for any of those companies to exist and make a profit. And now they're the libs, of course, are trying to pass laws to make it even worse down there. And so it's not just Cave Junction. It's everywhere down there. And the people need to rise up and hold all of the government accountable. And you're absolutely right. The Josephine County commissioners have always been libs, and that is why that area has just gone downhill over the years. But they're not held accountable, and they keep getting away from it, away with it. And if we don't stand up and say, hey, we got to do business different here in Oregon. As you know, it's going to continue to get worse down there. Not that it isn't bad up here in the cities and stuff too. You see the homeless camps, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same way down there, only they have less protection, like you said, because there's only the budget for the Josephine County Sheriff is very minimal. It always is. And the citizens just aren't getting protection, and their property break-in, the whole nine yards, is just increasing down there tenfold, 20-fold since I lived down there.
Yeah, and it has, and that's noted not only in the story, but in other stories that have been written about Cave Junction and that entire area. But you're right, it's not just Cave Junction. Art, thanks for your thoughts. I'm watching Congressman Greg Walden, Oregon's only Republican member of the congressional delegation. He's on with Stuart Varney on Fox Business right now. Now, Greg, as you know, is retiring from Congress. Newt Bueller just shaved off his goatee. Newt Bueller just gave back or is donating the same amount of money that Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who's now controversial, because apparently he's being accused, so that means he's guilty of sexual harassment. He just gave back the money that Sondland gave to Newt to charity. All of those are signs. Now, do you want a Newt Bueller to replace a guy like Greg Walden, who's Newt Bueller being a never Trumper? Do you want him voting on policies that affect Cave Junction?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Brian. I think I've seen it all now, folks. Just watching Fox Business over the break. And they've got this picture of Willie Nelson. And the headline of what they're talking about with this picture of Willie Nelson is that he is going to stop smoking dope, marijuana. And the headline is, "To all the joints I've smoked before." That's the play on that song he did with Placido Domingo, I think it was. "All the girls I've loved before." Anyway, it was a play on words. It was kind of funny. But I really, why would Willie Nelson be stopping smoking marijuana? Can't imagine why. Let's go to Brian, who's on the line. Brian, good morning. What do you have on your mind this morning about our topics?
Hey, Jeff. You know, the Cave Junction situation you were talking about. You know, we tilt at windmills. I've been doing some research lately on Agenda 21 and the whole ultra green thing. And, you know, I just think it was just a bunch of environmental wackos. But, you know, it's a very organized plan to try to remove people off most of the rural areas and put them in what they call human habitation areas, high-rise apartments for multi-use businesses with not enough parking for all the units, like they built those ones in Salem. And it's like the Puss in Boots character, you know, kept telling his masters, it's all part of the plan. It's, you know, it's almost too big of a conspiracy to even believe, but that's what's going on.
And it's been going on for a long time, hasn't it, Brian?
It has. Yeah, clear back to the first President Bush.
Yeah, that's right. So how did you become aware of Agenda 21? And there's a reason I'm asking this, but I want to know, how did you, because it affects everything going on in Cave Junction. It affects things that are going on in the city of Portland, other places. How did you become aware of it?
I'm not sure. I can't quite remember what was the tipping point where I thought, let me find out about this. But it might have been something Glenn Beck was talking about. He had interviewed a couple of years ago. He interviewed a very liberal Democrat woman who was an eminent domain lawyer who surprisingly had set up an organization called Democrats Against Agenda 21. And she had had some lawsuits and battles with them. And started realizing just how big and how deep it was, and that San Francisco was kind of a test area. And so that got me thinking about it. And so I ordered, I don't know, about three or four books, so one from the Council on American Policies or something like that. And then the woman, I think her last name is Corey, her book. And they lay it all out, all the different the policies put in place, and it's diabolically genius. I mean, just kind of, it's like you wake up one day, realize you have stage 4 cancer and didn't know it, you know?
So absolutely. So here's why I asked you the question is because most folks never heard of Agenda 21. Most folks would think that it's a crazy right wing conspiracy and they don't care. Most people don't care because Brian, they're just busy trying to live their lives. They're trying to keep their property safe, or they're trying to live the American dream. They're trying to be able to afford the cost of living and the incredible increases that every family is going to pay. All the new taxes that passed by the Oregon legislature adds up to $2,300 per family. And that's just the state. That doesn't include local taxes that would pay for things like, sheriff's patrols down in Cave Junction.
All of this is tied together,
but the average person, Brian, is not paying attention. What got your attention?
It's I don't know, some of the things listening to you, you know, the last 6 months, year, whatever, and you started thinking, okay, how come we haven't, why does it seem like everywhere you turn, there's something stupid or crazy going on that defies common sense? And And like you said, we all just trying to live our lives, enjoy our families, you know, and do what we do. And it's real easy not to be a political person. And then you start realizing, wait a second, they're after my freedom, my liberty. You know, they start out by taking your money. That's economic freedom is very important, because without the ability to do what you do, you know, I mean, if you're struggling day to day just to pay the bills, you don't have time to pay attention to anything else. And so those kind of things are just a combination of things. And I kind of thought, well, you know, this is just like Muhammad's term, you know, death by a thousand slashes or something like that. You know, all these little wounds. And so we fuss about this particular idiot we hear in the news, or that one, or something they're trying to slip by us. And we, you know, we fuss about it. But then you start thinking, wait a second, they don't care if we fuss or what names we call them. They're just going to keep doing what they're doing. They have to be stopped. And I'm not sure. And it seems like so many people are getting George Soros money and like getting rich in politics, that the ones that run for these offices are people without a conscience, without a moral compass. And that is, and those
well,
who buy
I'll,
into
I'll
it,
tell you
the
what
college
happens.
Students,
Brian, thanks for your call and for the great conversation today. I need to let you go because we're almost at the end of the show. I will tell you what happens
sure.
is that the longer you are an elected official, especially the higher you go up the food chain, say from city council to state representative to state senate to Congress, the more compromised you become in your principles and your values, because it's the process of making law and policy that you have to compromise with people. And so many people are unable to stay true to their principles and their values. So many politicians. That's why that happens. It's sad. Rebecca wrote me a great email about yesterday's phone call. She said Dred Scott case is the one she couldn't remember. He was a black man who was told he was not a human being in 1857. Plessy versus Ferguson is the one that I mentioned to her, was segregation, which was okay as long as it was equal. Courts are not always right. And these are two cases that show the courts are not right. Judges are not always right. And sometimes they make really bad decisions because they have a political agenda. They don't look at the law fairly. So when it comes to your rights and your freedom, that's why I asked Brian this question. How did he become aware of this very well-documented and long-running policy called Agenda 21? Because something happened and it got his attention. And if we're going to stop bad policy, we have to get enough people's attention to elect people who will stay true to their principles and not vote for bad policy. This is why we have Timber Unity, folks. This is why these people rose up. And when it comes to somebody like a Newt Bueller, whom I like, but is an anti-Trumper and who runs running, none of these, I mean, he's given this money back from Gordon Sondland. None of these stories are substantiated against Gordon Sondland, but he runs away. Can you trust him? We the people have to wake up. Sometimes things have to get your attention, so that you can get to that place of being persuaded and the light bulb goes on. Vigilantes or your human right to defend you. That kind of stuff gets you. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow.